Savior.
Hallelujah.
何等的朋友。
Hallelujah. What a friend.
谢谢 PCC 教会让我跟美恩师母再有一次有机会在这边分享神的话语。
Thanks to PCC, brothers and sisters, for giving myself and Esther the chance to come back to share God's word with you.
也为着安利郑牧师为牧师让我们在这边有份。
And to let us to have a part in the ordination of Pastor JJ.
还得到一个礼物，这个喝水的瓶子。
Even got a water bottle as a gift.
我也找到一份人家送我的领带来 match。
And somebody gave me a tie and it matches the bottle.
今天我们要读一段很引起争议的圣经。
Today we have a somewhat controversial passage.
是在马太福音第二十章一到十五节。
It's in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 20 verses 1 through 15.
那如果你觉得没有读起来都没有争议，那很可能是你没有想够。
If this never caused any conflict in you when you read it, maybe you didn't think about it carefully enough.
我们就直接开进去，我们要请大家一起起立，用起印的方式来读。
So we're going to get right into it. Let's stand up and we'll read it responsively.
这怎么样起印呢？中文念第一节念头一章，英语念第二章。
So how will we read it responsibly? So first, we'll read in Chinese for the first slide, and then we'll read the second slide in English.
我知道这样子两种语言会让有些人困扰。
So this might be a little bit difficult for some of you.
所以先告诉你，念完了之后有考试的。
So let me just warn you, after we read it, there will be an examination.
请你看看这一段的里面到底有几班的工人。
So we'll find out in this passage,How many different types of workers are there?
How many tiers of servants?
Tiers of workers, okay.
好，我们中文一起来，好不好？
So let's begin in Chinese first.
因为天国好像家主清早去，雇人进他的葡萄园做工，和工人讲定一天一钱银子，就打发他们进葡萄园去。English, please.
About the third hour, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right. So they went. He went out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour and did the same thing.
约在游出出去，
看见
还有人站在内，就问他们说
你们为什么整天在这里闲站呢？他们说，因为没有人雇我们。他说，你们也进葡萄园去。When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first. The workers who were hired about the 11th hour came, and each received a denarius.
及至那先雇的来了，他们以为必要多得，神知也是各得一钱。他们得了，就埋怨家主说：“我们整天劳苦受热，那后来的只做了一小时，你竟叫他们和我们一样吗？”
But he answered one of them, Friend, I am not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius?Take your pay and go. I want to give the man who was hired last the same as I gave you.
最后一节我们中英文一起来念好不好？不整齐没关系。
For the last verse, let's read it all together in both Chinese and English. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous?
主，我们再一次侍立在你话语的面前。
Lord, once again, we are standing before your word.
你自己在世的时候讲了很多的道。
Lord, when you were on this earth, you preached many messages.
但是你这位来自天上的，也用比喻来阐明这个天国的奥秘。
But the teacher who came from heaven spoke to us to preach the mystery of heaven through parables.
有人不能明白就厌弃。
Some who were unable to understand were closed.
有人心灵被开启，他们就跟随。
But those who were illuminated followed you.
到了二十一世纪的我们， And to us now in the 21st century,
你的话仍然在这边对我们说话。
Your word is still speaking to each one of us.
让我们凡有耳的就应当听。
Let those who have an ear, let them hear.
让他们眼睛被打开。
Open our eyes.
心被开启。
And enlighten our heart.
并不是更聪明、更高深，而是降服自己在你的面前。
Not that we would become more intelligent or more knowledgeable, but that we would humble ourselves and follow you.
让我们的教会成为一个紧紧跟随我们救主脚中的教会。
That our church would be a church that follows so closely at the feet of our Savior.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
In the name of Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
各位请坐，谢谢。
Please be seated. Thank you.
这一段的圣经，很多时候我们在查经班查。
You know, frequently we study this passage in a Bible study group.
那之后就会有很多人有这样的意见，说这样的发薪水不公平。
And then many people might have the opinion that giving the worker salary this way is unfair.
那所以呢，我们今天再来看一看公平不公平。
So today let's take a look. Is it fair or not?
我好像忘记那 quiz， 忘记考试哈。
So I forgot the quiz.
几班工人。
How many tiers of workers do we have?
五班。
Was it five? Five tiers?
有没有人不赞成？
Anybody not agree?
哇，我们匹兹堡华人教会是一个非常会念书的。
So, Pittsburgh Chinese Church is a very able student.
他们可能是偷看了我的 note.
Maybe you already looked at my notes.
这边五班工人。
So, five tiers of workers.
我们先看他们到葡萄园来做工的他的工作的时间是什么。
So let's see, when did they report for duty at their vineyard?
那通常犹太人清早起来大约我们六七点钟。
So for the most part, at that time, Jews, when they would wake up to work, it's about the same as 6 a.m.
跟今天早上不一样，今天早上你醒过来天还是黑的。
So not like today, today you woke up, it would have still been dark.
那之后呢到了四初，这个是不念乙，是四。
And then,
third hour.
Then we get to the third hour next.
那原文是英文跟原文是第三个小时。
So, at the third hour, they get to the third hour of the day.
所以我们如果用今天的话，就是大概清早起来是六七点钟，所以第三个小时就是四初是大约早上九点钟。
So according to the way we keep time, the morning or hour is 6 a.m. and then the third hour would be 9 a.m.
那早上九点钟这班是第几班工人？
So the 9 o'clock class or 9 o'clock group, which group was that?
哦，很好哦。
The second, good.
这边有很多人，我一看他们就眼睛低下，其实我看你就希望你有答案啊。
So I'm going to look at you so you know to give an answer.
那第三班工人是午正。
So the third group came at the noon hour.
所以原文是第六个小时。
So,
中午。
So they called that the sixth hour of the day, that's the noon hour.
这是第三班。
That's the third group.
再下来中文翻得很文言叫申初。
And then we have the next hour, which is the ninth hour.
所以大约是下午三点钟。
So that's about 3 p.m.
这是第几班工人？
Which group is that?
忘记了。
You don't remember?
第四班还不错。
The fourth, right.
所以他们还醒着哈。
Call us professor.
还醒，感谢主，你们播少睡一小时，现在还醒的。再下来是游出。
And finally we have the 11th hour.
Yeah, 大约在下午五点钟。
11th hour comes to about 5 p.m. in the afternoon.
我们国语和合一本。这个用的翻译是差不多100年前，所以现在我们讲四初五正，我们也搞不清楚是几点。现在你们知道了。
So the Chinese Union version is translated about 100 years ago, so the translation is a little bit different. This helps you to understand the meaning.
好，那个他们大概什么时候收工呢？
So what time do they finish work though?
大概是太阳下山的时候，天黑了。
So it should be when the sun goes down, it starts to get dark, they're done.
那我们就说是晚上大概晚上六点钟。
So probably about 6 p.m.
好，那这个是上工的时间。
So that's their work time.
刚刚谁说上工这边五班工人请举手，高高的举起来。
So if you said there were five tiers of workers, go ahead, raise your hand, let's see. Raise it high.
我记得 PCC 的什么博士学位比这个还多一点啊。
I think PCC had more doctors. Okay, thank you.
那 那个发工钱是什么？
So what about the money?
工钱是一天多少多少钱？
How much money would they earn in one day?
这个英文叫 denarius, 啊，是一钱，中文翻译一钱银子。
So it's a one denarius. Is the
那大概是多少呢？
How much money is one denarius?
那今天值多少呢？
How much would you earn in one day?
那母鸡斗啊。
我不知道啊，不知道啊。
那你现在一年多少年薪？
So now, how much would you earn in one year?
我不是要听见啊。
I'm not asking.
你说我是爱发周薪的。Weekly pay. 那你就把你一年除上你工作的日子，大概是你一天的工钱。
So if you take an average out how much you earn in each pay, figure out how much you earn in one day.
如果你是周薪的，你把它除五好了啊。
So if you are getting paid weekly, then you just divide by five.
记得哈，那个罗马钱的一钱银子大概等于现在的美金多少？
So one denarius is equivalent to how much U.S. dollars?
那当年罗马人的皇帝在这个钱币上面，这是一钱银子。
So this picture is actually a denarius. This coin has the image of the Roman emperor.
那这边的一个问题是，这样的发薪到底公平不公平？
So the real question is this method of paying the workers fair or not?
但是我们这些读圣经的人啊，如果缺欠敬畏的话，我先就有一个问题。
But for us, when we're studying and reading the Bible, we have to ask another question first.
我就想拉拉主耶稣的袍子，说你讲这个比喻，讲的故事讲错了。
So, you know, I think, you know, maybe you hold on to Jesus' robe and say, hey, teacher, I think you made a mistake.
这边今天牧师很多，哪个牧师敢跟耶稣说你讲错了？
So there's a lot of passages here today where you say to Jesus that you were wrong.
所以你读圣经的时候要想想看。
So, you know, we have to think carefully when we're reading the Bible.
答应一个人做一天一钱银子。
So one person earns one denarius per day.
那这个故事我们知道了，到后来是每个人都得一钱银子。
So we know the story, what happened. At the end of the day, every single worker earned one denarius.
如果你是这个原主，你是这个发薪水的老板，你应该先发谁？
If you were the master of that vineyard and you were paying everybody, then who would you pay first?
那清早就来的嘛。
You would want to pay the ones who came first, right?
哎呀，譬如说何鸿祺啊，他头一最早来了，他拿了那一钱银子，高高兴兴的，主人说的。
Right, because they came first. They were there all day and they get their pay first. That's what the master did.
主耶稣的故事不是这样讲的。
But that's not what Jesus' parable told us.
他把那些下午五点钟才来上班的人先发薪水。
Because the ones who got paid first were the ones who only went to the garden at 5 p.m.
Oops.
Oops.
好了，那五点钟才来上班，做大约一小时。
So they only worked for 1 hour.
哇 ，Look at the green. 回家了。
And look at all this money. And they went home and they were happy.
那之后下午三点钟。中午一点钟，早上九点钟，在那边看，哦，不错啊，只做一个小时，拿一块钱啊。
And then so all the other workers, the ones who came at 3 o'clock and at noon and at 9 a.m., they're saying, "Oh, this is great. They worked for 1 hour only, and they got one denarius."
Yeah, 不一定是 Pittsburgher 也知道怎么算了。我做了三小时，应该拿三块钱啊。
So you know, they said, "Well, I worked more, so I ought to earn even more."
但是他也拿到一块钱。
But they also got the same pay.
那做了六个小时的也拿到一块钱。
And the ones who had been there even earlier got only the same pay.
哦，主耶稣啊，你这故事讲的把你自己惹了麻烦了。
You know, Jesus, this story, it's you're causing trouble.
等到以后我再整个看呢，还发现是我们这个读圣经的人太笨。
But actually, as I look back and consider it, the problem is really that we who are reading the Bible just don't understand.
所以这个发薪水的薪资的策略有问题。
So there's a problem with this order of paying the salaries.
那如果你也是这样想，你不是独一的。
But if you thought that, you're not the only one.
那我想请问你们，大家一起来试试看。你觉得干了三小时，干了六小时，应该拿多少钱？
So let me ask all of you, let's consider. If you work for 3 hours, you work for 6 hours, how much do you think you should get paid? Who
就你们都不敢回答了，那我就点名了，好不好？
这个清德，你觉得干三小时应该拿多少钱？
清德我
不用站起来，只要大喊就行了。一块钱
，one denarius。
我还听成五块钱，
一块钱。
那干一个小时的一块钱，那干了三个小时，他说还是一块钱。那还有没有觉得三小时应该多少钱
？Does anybody else think that the one who worked for 3 hours should earn something different？
所以很简单的数学大概说三块钱对不对哦、oh, 请
Yes One and a half denarius
我曾经在别的地方讲这篇道的时候我说公平不公平有一个人声音坐前排他说公平
You know I preached this message in other place before and I asked is it fair or not and there was somebody sitting in the front row said it's a fair
我说为什么公平
？And so I asked, why is it fair?
他说因为我是5点钟来上班的。
他说，He said because I only came at 5 p.m. myself.
所以头一种的公平是个懒惰人的都觉得公平。
So it was fair for the one who came late.
但是一般来讲，这个公平不公平很让我们很困扰，对不对
？But you know, for most of us, if we try to consider is it fair or not, it can cause some confusion.
所以有些人他觉得干了三小时拿三块钱六小时拿六块钱这样的是公平的话。
So some people said, well, you know, if you work 3 hours, you should earn 3 times as much, or 6 hours, you should earn 6 times as much. That's called fair.
他 fair by hour, 就是按照时间来算。
So in other words, they counted up their pay according to how long they had worked.
如果你在我问之前你是这样的想恭喜你是什么样你是社会主义啊。
So if I ask you that question and you agree with that type of thinking, that shows your tendency towards socialist thinking.
如果更极端点，你是共产主义者。
But if not, then maybe you're capitalist.
OK. 因为这样子就是一个钟头一块钱，所以三个钟头五个钟头就五块钱，三块就五块钱，你按照这工时来算。
So.Maybe you considered the salary based on how long you would work, how many hours.
那你觉得如果你觉得不完全同意，你会不会像另外一种是按照功效，它过作文的果效来发
生？ So maybe you don't agree with counting up just the hours that you work. Maybe it's how well you worked, how productive you were.
如果你是杂货店的老板，你是餐厅的老板，你是一个仓库的老板，你是按照他在那边做多少小时吗？
So if you are a restaurant owner or you have a store or a shop, do you want to pay based on how many hours your workers have worked?
我以前在化工厂做事的时候他们五个都是工会的都 union workers.
So before when I was a chemical engineer and I managed the chemical engineering plant, the workers were all union members.
发现四个人在那边抽烟啊吹牛啊就一个人在那边挖坑啊。
So 5 workers, 4 of them were just standing around smoking and gossiping, and only one is in there working hard.
所以他们不是按照工时，他们不是按照工效。
So they were getting paid by the hour, not by their productivity.
如果按工效的话，是这个按件计酬。
But if you are working according to your productivity, then
based on how much you work.
Oh, then it's just
productivity.
Then your pay is based on your product.
不管葡萄园你做多少小时，多少小时，你拿多少篓的多少篮的葡萄收回来。
So it doesn't matter. You're working how many hours in the vineyard? How many baskets of the grape did you actually pick?
对不对？这个比较公平。
Right? That's more fair, right?
在做老板的是不是这样觉得
？So if you are the boss, would you think that's more fair?
只有几个人点头哈，你们做老板的不多哈。
Yes. How many of you have your own business?
有一个大公司。
So in a big company.
那有一天呢，大老板，那董事长。
That there was the CEO.
Board of Director. 他要去巡查他的公司。
That he wants to go and take a look at his business.
那总经理 General Manager 都已经讲好了，明天呢，大老板要来。
So the GM says, "Hey, now look out because the boss is coming."
所以呢，他们别的日子不管怎么样，那一天呢，要打卡。
Right? So don't worry about how you normally work today. You've got to be focused.
而且呢，弄电话的打电话的不敢打自己电话了。 And remember, no personal calls on company time.
哦，所以大家都大老板走过来看看这边，大家都在做事；看看那边，大家都在做事，很满意啊。
So the chairman of the board comes, takes a look around. Everybody's working hard. Oh, very good. I'm very satisfied.
他们再一看，怎么有一个家伙啥事也不做？
And then they look and say, hey, how come there's somebody not doing anything standing around?
有一个人啊，对着窗户外面看风景。
Because there's somebody just standing there looking out of the window.
大老板把总经理抓过来，那个家伙把他 fire 掉。
And so the boss, grabs the manager and says, hey, that guy needs to be fired.
那个总经理说，就是小声一点。
And he says, hey, boss, not so loud.
他说两月前呢，那公司的一个想法，一个主意，就是他出的。
Because 2 weeks ago he had a great idea for the company.
他赚了多少钱给公司
？He earned so much money for this company.
所以董事长一听说，哦，这样子哦。
So then he thought, okay, like this.
赶快派人去擦玻璃，玻璃擦亮一点。
He went.
Hired a window cleaner. Clean the window.
Okay, yes. So he said, hurry up and hire somebody to clean up the window.
这种要拿高配的，对不对
？I don't know. He got me.
哎呀，我常常在说，我现在我退休了，不在牧会，最轻松的地方就可以不用参加 a board meeting， 不用参加同工会了。
You know, now that I'm somewhat retired, one of the greatest things is I don't have to sit in a lot of meetings.
我参加会议最多的就是我以前在 Boston 教会。
So the time that I had to sit in the most meetings was at the church in Boston that I was at.
每个礼拜跟十个牧师开会。
Every week, all the pastors keep meeting together.
他们都愁眉苦脸。
And they are all frowning and unhappy.
但是我是他们的 boss， 所以我不得不开会。
But I was a senior pastor, so I had to be there.
所以他不晓得我比他们更苦。
They didn't know I felt even worse than they did.
当然我把他们弄得很苦。
But I also gave them a lot of difficulty.
完了之后呢，还要跟长老开会。
Afterwards, then I had to have the meetings with the elders.
长老呢 acting like bosses.
And the elders are acting like.长老班，这就是老板。
老板啊，那的执事呢
？And the deacons？
执事会要参加。
Had to have the deacons meeting。
所以我的职责呢是这个是这个 ex officio of all the meetings。我们是这个所有的会议主任牧师都是，我本来还以为是没有投票权，都有投票权，都是可参加可不参加。
So actually, in this capacity, I was acting in ex officio for all of those board, all of those committees. So I have to be there.
So no wonder, 包牧师那时候我们都不愿意做 senior pastor.
难怪 Pastor Bucknell that time we didn't want to be the senior pastor.
哎呀，会开的之多啊。
Too many meetings.
有一天到了天堂。
One day in heaven.
站在大老板的面前。
Standing before the true Lord.
主耶稣啊
Lord Jesus,
看我为你参加了十万堂的 meeting。
You see how many millions of meetings I've been for you, Lord.
哇，多少钱啊，多少赏金啊。
So where's my reward?
就怕我们的上帝说，我都不在那边。
But what if the Lord said, I was not there?
我警告我们所有的同工。
So let me warn every coworker.
在我们开同工会的时候
，When we have the coworker meeting，
用我们自己的血气
，We use our own effort，
用我们自己的主意、自我
，If we use our own opinion and our own desires，
结果上帝不一定在那里。
That is the result may be that God is not there。
我们还在那边问合理吗
？But so we should ask， is it？Reasonable
啊，最还有一个打法是呀，他原来摆 contract， 那原来主人跟你讲好一天一钱银子。
So the answer should be, yeah, it's reasonable because you agreed to work for that much money at the beginning.
所以王清德刚刚说的，不管在几个小时都是一块钱，是原来规定的。
So it doesn't matter how many hours you worked, you already had the agreement.
所以清德，你不是 capitalist.
So 清德，
你不是资本主义。
So 清德 ，you're not capitalist.
你也不是共产主义呀。Yeah.
You're not communist.
你可能是 legalist， 律法主义。
你可能是立法主义者。You're legalist.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，所以公平不公平，看你用什么的角度来看。
So you know, brothers and sisters, when you consider fair or not, it's a matter of perspective.
我们在读圣经的时候，要了解我们小小的脑袋下的结论常常并不是跟上帝一致的。
You know, when we read the Bible and we use our own limited understanding to try to reach a conclusion, often that's not what God has said.
所以当你这些众议纷纭的各式各样的讲公平的定义的时候，你现在需要看一看真实的情况是什么。
So when we're going back and forth about fair or not, we need to look at reality.
在这边我用 perspective in context， 在背景的里面，在背景场景的里面来看，这个角度来看。
So in other words, we want to have a perspective that takes the context of the situation into account.
我承认我这篇道的名题目我有一些困扰困难，是翻这个 perspective 这个字。
So when I was preparing the message, I was going back and forth about how I shouldTranslate the word perspective for the title.
中文 perspective.
角度，
角度啊，
观点，
观点，还有透视，
透视，
都是可以哈。
透视 art like OK.
Yeah, OK, all right. 一般我们福音派讲到释经的时候，有很重要的话，有很重要的话 ，R.C. Sproul 啊，他们这些神大用的神仆人，他对你要注意。当时的场景。
You know, so when we are having the preaching the gospel, then we need to take a look and study at the perspective, at the background.
所以这个有一个名言说 text out of context is pretext.
So there is a saying that it says if you take a text out of context, it becomes a pretext.
翻译成中文也等于没有翻译啊。
哦，
背景
脱离背景的解释，这是
一套托词啊。你不懂这句话没有关系，但是你不要读圣经 out of context， 离开它的场景。
The main thing is when we study the Bible, don't lose the context.
在这个读圣经的时候的许多的背景来释经。
When we study the Bible, we have to consider the background of the situations.
它有历史的背景。
There's a historical background.
它有社会的背景。
There's a social background.
你不要把它拿到现在的美国的 Pittsburgh 这个时间跟这个背景。
You don't want to insert today's social and historical context into the scriptural record.
而且有文化的背景。
And there's a cultural background.
很重要的还有前后文的背景。
And it's important that we also have the actual background of what came before and after.
那这个背景，对不起，那在这些背景的里面，你就会有一个透视。
And so in all of these backgrounds, we develop a perspective.
那这可能是不同的神学有一些，但是我比较同意，我比较被说服的是，福音派觉得要把摆到圣经的背景，当时的年代里面。
So there's different theological approaches to this.But the one that I find most persuasive is to take a look at all of that historical and social context to evaluate the scripture.
有人说我们的神是超越时空、超越文化的。
Because right, we say that God is God who surpasses, who stands outside of time and space and culture.
我们都清楚。
We know this.
这是发言人、启示人的上帝超越时空。
So that this, this that God surpasses time and space,
transcends time and space. 那但是他听他话语对象的人是在时空的里面。
But the fact is that we who are receiving the word of God today live in time and space.
我们在一个时空、历史、社会背景、文化背景的格子里面。
Because we are at the intersection of all of these different contexts of historical, social, cultural contexts.
你我跑到外国去。
So if we go to a foreign country,
有一个我们听不懂的语言的人在跟我们讲话的时候。
And somebody speaks to us in a language that we don't understand.
我们中国人说南蛮绝舌就是他讲话像鸟叫一样。
And so then we might say, oh, he's just, it's like listening to somebody quacking at us.
不是他是 cracking, 不是他是鸟，你是个笨鸟。
It's not that he is like a stupid bird.
You are. I am. 而是你没有办法进到他的这个格子里面了解他讲话到底什么意思。
The problem is that we don't understand what's being said to us, so we lack that relationship.
所以有人说我不能明白上帝的话。
So some people say, well, I just don't understand the word of God.
我不能同意，我不能够明白这位上帝。
I agree. I don't understand this God.
Yes, you don't.
That's true. You don't.
所以有人说 if you want to understand God, you have to stand under God. 如果你要认识神，你要在他下面。
So some people said, if you want to understand God, you need to stand under God.
我爸爸跟我讲话的时候，因为他是我爸爸，我不是他爸爸。
So father speaks to me because he's my father, I'm not his father.
如果要我爸爸跟我讲话叫我爸爸他才开始训练那这个儿子 是 学不到什么东西的。
So if the son tries to take the place of the father, he will not learn anything from his father.
好现在盼望这篇道的以外的这个 bonus 是你开始读圣经懂得从不要离开背景。
So I hope that one thing that you can take away from this morning is that you don't lose the context and perspective as you study the Bible.
当我们去读背景的时候。
So when the pastor reads about the background.
这班五班的工人他们被雇大概是在这样的一个情况。
So what is the background for these workers in today's story?
那这些什么呢不光是两幅我当漏下来的图画。
So what is this? You see we have a couple photos here.
他们是在一些等工作的人在这个上海车站前面在 Pittsburgh 的飞机场那边等人来叫他们。
So we can see that this is a group of hopeful workers who were looking for employment and they're in the market in Shanghai or they're at the airport in Pittsburgh.
那所以他们等那些雇主那些老板们到这个人头市场来挑他的工人。
And so they're waiting for an employer to come and give them a job.
那譬如说我刚刚说你们这边好像老板不多就那几个老板你到这样人头市场你怎么挑
Just like if you're the boss and you go to this worker market, how are you going to pick workers?
你看见两个工人一个年轻一个老你挑谁
You see two workers, one young, one older, which one are you going to pick?
你挑一个年轻力壮一个老气横秋弱弱的你挑谁
If you're going to choose between one who's younger and stronger or maybe a little bit older, which one are you going to pick?
一个漂亮一个丑你挑谁
One handsome, one not so handsome, who are you going to pick?
一个高一个矮你挑谁
One tall, one short, who are you going to pick?
我常常欺负我的那个翻译常常翻译都比我矮今天我吃亏了
Pastor Caleb often, you know, his interpreter is a little bit shorter and he can bully him, but not today.
如果男女是做体力活你挑谁
What about if it's a man or a woman who has more energy? Who are you going to pick?
如果是一个健全的有一个是残障的你挑谁
What if one's crippled and one's healthy? Who are you going to pick?
有一个是一看就一脸聪明没有三个PhD 博士他迟早要拿到
What if, you know, one is very, very intelligent?
看起来就一脸聪明但是另外一个你问他他
But then the other one, you look at them and they're just kind of,
那你挑谁
Which one are you going to pick?
你看到一个有的拥有许多的一个是一无所有你挑谁
What if you look at one who looks like they have a lot going for them and another one who looks like they have nothing? Who are you going to pick?
你看到一个有权有势的
You see somebody who looks like they've got power, maybe some authority.
大灯对着他照的。
Everything, all the light shining on him.
在墙角没有人注意你挑谁
And one who's just in the corner, nobody pays attention. Who are you going to pick?
如果你跟一般的老板差不多
If you're like most employers,
你希望早一点被挑走还是晚一点被挑走
Would you rather go to pick workers first or later?
九点钟来找人六点钟来找人 Hold on, 五点钟来找我我会这样子吗
Would you think 9 o'clock, wait for 5 o'clock to pick somebody? Is that how you would do it?
早被选上的。
You would pick the earlier first.
早上工的有保障。
Because the ones who get to work first, they have, you get some assurance from them.
有平安 peace of, mind of peace.
They give you peace of mind.
有期盼。
They have a hope.
我这一天在那挥汗，但是我知道我回家的时候会拿一块银钱。
So, I know no matter what, when I get home, I've got my pay for the day.
我今天赚的钱可以让我的妻子孩子有东西吃。
And today, with the money that I earn from working, I can buy food to feed my family.
我是在早晨就被选去的，有没有面子？
And I got picked to work in the morning. Does that give me face?
有没有喜悦？
Does it give me satisfaction?
如果正好相反，
if I think differently,
你是晚上工的，
working at night,
你就在这个人头市场里面等，
and you're standing there in the evening in that market.
雇主来说 you,
and the employer comes and says, you.
你说 me?
You say, 我。
他说下一个
just next.
你的感觉是怎么样？
How would you feel?
要下一个雇主什么时候来到？
When is the next employer going to come?
再过三小时呢？
Another 3 hours?
又有几个人被挑走？
Few more people get taken off to work.
还是轮不到你？
Not you.
你里面什么感觉？
How would you feel standing there?
没有安全感。
Didn't feel very safe.
非常的颓丧。
Very sad.
而且自卑。
And you feel pity for yourself.
愁眉苦脸。
You have just a gloomy, sad face.
为什么 ？Why 我长成这个样子
？Why am I like? Is it like this?
为什么我不像他那么聪明
？Why couldn't I be smart like them?
如果你孩子参加球队
，If you have a child who plays in a sport team，
向来坐在旁边休息
，and they're sitting on the bench，
如果你的女儿参加一个 party，If
your daughter's going to a party，
别人都有舞伴
，everybody has a dance partner，
帅哥到她面前
，and handsome guy goes to her，
啊，目中情人
，Ah， the apple of my eye。
但他没想到，他在旁边的女孩子面前举一个大躬。
But doesn't know that.
Bow and invite.
But actually, that handsome guy wasn't coming for your daughter. It's going to the next girl who's sitting next to her.
没有人邀我做他的同伴。
Nobody wants me to be my dance partner.
没有人要我。
Nobody wants me.
什么滋味
？What does that feel like?
现在你知道那个真实的情况。
So now we begin to understand that situation.
你说怎么我看了半天圣经都没有看出这个背景。
You say, I spent the whole day looking at this passage. I never saw that.
有。
It's there.
第六节那边说。
Verse 6, what does it say?
到了游出那么晚了。11th hour, 下午5:00.
At the 11th hour, so late.
还有人站在那边。
There were still folks standing there.
雇主就问他们：“你们为什么在这边整天闲站呢
？”So then this employer asked them, "Why are you just standing around here the whole day?"
他说：“因为没有人雇我。
”Because nobody chose us to work.
这一句话就把刚刚那个真实的情况摆在你的面前了。
So right there, that statement, that's the situation. Nobody chose them.
主人说：“你们也进到。”
So the master says, okay, you guys too, you come and work in my vineyard.
所以在人头市场里面早上班晚上班是有很大的分别的。
So, you know, in a worker's market, working early or working late, there's a big difference.
现在我要问你们，你如果在这种情况里面，你希望早上班的请你举手。
So let me ask you guys, if you were at that time, would you rather go to work in the morning? If yes, raise your hand.
还有几个懒人哈，说要等到下午五点。
Some folks said no, still lazy.
谢谢你们。
Okay, thank you.
这个其实答案很明了。
It's a clear answer.
但是这故事讲完了。
But the story ends.
啊，没讲完。
The story is not over.
哎，那牧师怎么搞的？时间快到了。
Time's almost up, though.
再回到第一节，哎呦，糟糕，好不容易讲完了，怎么又回到第一节去了
？So let's go back to the first verse.
主耶稣说，天国好像。
Because Jesus said, "For the kingdom of heaven is like."
Kingdom of heaven is like. 他在讲一个比喻，在讲天国到底是什么。
天国好像。He's telling a parable to teach about the kingdom of heaven.
所以他真正的目的在讲天国是个什么样子。
So his actual purpose is to show us about the kingdom of heaven.
所以这个比喻在启示天国是什么，天国是什么样的情况。
So this parable is a parable to teach us about heaven, about what heaven is like.
所以他第三节里面说，在四初，在那早上九点钟的时候，还有人站在那边闲站。
So you know the story says,that at 9 o'clock in the morning, there's folks standing around.
啊，之后呢，后面还有在后面，对不起啊，后面还他不同的时间看还有人在那边闲站。
But as the day goes on and gets later, there's still more people standing around.
主人问雇主说：“你们为什么整天在这边闲站
？”So the master, the employer says, "Why are you just standing around all day?"
因为没人雇我，他说你们也进葡萄园去。
Well, you guys come and work as well.
这些人站在那边等。
So these folks are just standing there waiting.
叫做什么
？What do we call that?
闲站。
Standing and waiting.
你在 PCC 教会多久了？
How long have you been in PCC?
你说我每个礼拜天都来闲站。
You say every Sunday I come and I sit in the pew.
啊，讲道没我的事儿。
Preaching, that's not my job.
那唱诗歌，他叫我站起来，我也大家站，我也不好意思不站。
So when it's time to sing, he tells us to stand up and sing. I don't feel like it.
啊，那等什么？等那边开饭钟了。
What am I waiting for? I'm waiting for the lunch bell.
哇，等等，还要有宣教士的分享。
And then, oh, we've got missionary's testimony.
重要不重要
？Important? Is this important?
周教授，没有人说重要，怎么办
？Betty, what if nobody says it's important?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在这边许多许多的圣工。
Brothers and sisters, there's a lot of kingdom work to do.
你说我在这边是做客人的。
You say I'm just a guest.
或者我在这边是老板，我把手这样子放的。
Or I'm the supervisor, I can just sit around.
我最近在听了一个人说，有一个人在餐馆里面当老板，他很少出现。
I heard that there was somebody who owned a restaurant and he became the boss and just didn't show up much.
那你想想看，那个餐馆里面的菜是什么个味道
？So how good do you think the food was in that restaurant?
凡是不在这边。有工作在这边一起忙碌的都是闲站。
Anybody who's hanging around, who's not engaged in the work of the kingdom, is like those workers who are just standing there.
你说我是每个礼拜都来做礼拜。
Every week I come to the service.
刚刚就问我要不要那个麦克风，我说不要。怎么叫做做礼拜？做礼拜。So, 这边坐在椅子上坐礼拜。
So what does it mean to come and participate in the service? Joe asked me. I just come here and I sit down for the service.
Yeah, 讲得好，点点头。
And as the sermon goes on, I'm nodding my head.
讲不好，真是白来了。
If he doesn't speak, then I won't come.
你坐礼拜坐了十年二十年。
Maybe you've been coming to the service for 10 or 20 years.
我愿意不是我讲的，我愿意引的周祖培牧师哈，这个老牧师已经到主面里面去。Moses Chiu, Moses Chiu, David Chiu 的爸爸哈。
So there's a pastor. I didn't say this. This was a pastor who's already with the Lord. His name was Moses Chiu. He said,
他说如果坐在教堂里面就变成好基督徒的话。
He said. If you could become a good Christian by sitting in the church,
他教堂的椅子是最好的基督徒。
Then the best Christians will be the chairs themselves.
我们中国人叫做死木头，骂人。You're just like a piece of a carton.
He says you're not very smart.
怎么不现在？
How can you not be one to standing around?
你看见什么，你就去做。
When you see something that needs done, go and do it.
你不要等别人请你到这边来。
Don't wait for somebody to invite you.
你看见什么，捡一张纸屑，扶一个人，你就不是闲站。
When you see a need, when you help somebody, now you're not standing around.
好，启示这个天国，现在我们来看有个重要的角色。
So revealing.Heaven, we understand is an important role.
这个天国之王，他在说他自己是怎么样的人。
Because the King of Heaven is telling us who he is.
这个他是一个故宫，他是个故宫的主人，葡萄园的主人。
He is the master of the vineyard.
他为什么要故宫？
Why does he want workers?
为什么要故宫？
Why does he want workers?
你的公司，你的餐厅，你的 shopping center, 为什么要请工人？
Your company, your restaurant, your shopping center, why do you need workers?
因为很多的工作要做， right?
Because there's a lot to do, right?
但是呢，我让你慢慢的想一下。
But let me ask you to think about this. Take your time and think about it.
只是当摘的葡萄摘不完，所以你要去请工人。
Only in that vineyard are you going to ask for workers to come?
那我就早上六点钟多请几个这样的工人，大气一点，多请几个。
So in the morning, first thing, I've got to get some energetic workers to come. I need more early.
啊，干什么？穿着长袍马褂，中午啊，中午正。下午三点五点还是看看有几个闲站的呢。
And then we get later in the day, and I'm walking around and seeing who's here. It's noon. It's 3 o'clock. Is there anybody still standing around?
看到那些五点钟没有人要的，他说你们也进去。
And I see the workers that nobody wanted. It's already 5 o'clock.
Why?
You guys come and work too.
Why? 老弱残兵。
Why I'm
the weak and old?
Why do I want the weaklings?
长辈们不要介意啊，我现在就在那里面了。
I'm not saying anything about elders. I'm one of you.
哎呦，这个笑声很恐怖啊 ，Kevin.
Scary.
你们也进去。
Come in.
到了五点钟，如果你工作做不完，再找这些老弱残兵干什么？
It's 5 o'clock. Your work's not done. If you get these weak, and tired workers, what good is it going to be for you?
多他也不多，少他也不少。
You have them, it doesn't add anything. You don't have them, you don't lose anything.
但是这个葡萄园的主人，天国之王说，你们。
But the master of the vineyard, the king of heaven, he says, you come too.
为什么?
Why?
他故宫的原因是为了工作?
Is the point of the employment the work itself?
还是为了工人?
Or is it for the workers?
你有没有听过工人永远重于工作?
You ever heard that workers will always have work to do?
昨天沈牧师也有讲。
Yesterday, Pastor Sen also said this.
他是为了那个工人而叫他们五点钟来上班。
He says, for the workers, 5 o'clock, come and work.
到这个时候我忽然间明白。
Now I suddenly understand.
为什么发薪水的时候先发给他们?
Why did he first give the salary payment to those who came late?
因为他们在那边可能不是等这一天，他已经在那个市场等了好几天，没有一块钱 income。
You know, probably it wasn't just that one day that they were standing there waiting for work. They'd probably been there for days and nobody would hire them.
他们的背
，their backs，
他们的脸
，their faces，
越来越下沉
，more and more down to the ground。
他回家空手回去
，often they would go home with empty hands。
我是一个没有人要的。
Once again, nobody wants me.
这样的人，主耶稣先发薪水，赶快回去。
Jesus says, first, give them their wage.
他是为工人。
He's for the worker.
他的葡萄园不缺。
His vineyard does not lack.
但是这个天国的主人，天国之王，他顾到这些工人的需要。
But the master, the king of heaven, he cares about the needs of the workers.
这是一个慷慨有恩典的原主。
This is a master who is generous and gracious.
这是一个连续人的关怀别人的。
He is one who is merciful and cares for others.
哎，但是我们那么聪明的人读到这个地方，哎，何必这么假慈悲呢？
But all of us who are so smart, we look and say, "Oh, what's this false respect?" False.
看这些可怜虫，没有人要。
Look, maybe nobody wants them.
哎，可惜我们今天没有问我弟兄借那一大摞的钞票啊。我今天早上看到有一大叠钞票。
Okay.
我不告诉你在谁口袋。我如果有。你们都没有人要，所以大家画清楚，画钞票，50块钱、100块钱，潘三哈，你要多少？哦，潘三不应该是最后一班工人了，对不起。
So the boss comes out with his money plan. He starts saying, "Who wants pay? Hands up."
你觉得哎呀太高兴了，我一点工都没有做就回家了。
Hey, that's fantastic. I didn't have to do anything. I got some money. Now I can go home.
你一天拿到这个 free money, 就不要 没有代价的。
If one day you got this free money,
两天三天下去，你这个人的自尊。
After two or three days, what about your self-respect?
我们要有功用，拿到报酬。
You want to be useful and be repaid.
这个主人知道
，The master knows，
他没有发不做工的人。
He doesn't just give out a handout to those who don't work。
他尊重你
，because he respects you。
这个是一个 sovereign God， 是个有主宰权柄的。
This is a sovereign God。
他知道什么时候太阳下山。
He knows when the sun goes down。
那个时候告一个终结。
At that time we come to the end。
这个眼光你看见了。
Take a look at this perspective.
你在这个葡萄园里面吗？
Are you in the garden?
如果这个天国的王自己讲这个比喻，来开启这个天国给你看。
If the king of heaven shares this parable with you to tell you about the kingdom of heaven,
你愿意不愿意在这边来接受它？
Are you willing then to accept him?
我要很小心，因为昨天才为了郑牧师安牧。
Have to be very careful. It was just yesterday that we ordained Pastor JJ.
我41岁全职出来，大概40几岁，过了六七年才在这边被安牧。
So I came out to serve full time at age 41, and 6 or 7 years later, I was ordained in this church.
所以我觉得。我大概是下午三点钟了。
So I feel like I myself, I'm the 3 p.m. worker.
郑牧师现在60岁，那他大概是下午5点钟的。
郑牧师 ，Pastor JJ, he's a little bit older than I was, so maybe he's a 5 p.m. worker.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我没有这样子影射，我有个说法讲出来给你听听。
Brothers and sisters, I'm just making a joke.
我们多羡慕像 Pastor Han 那么年轻有为。
You know, we really are so envious of Pastor Hans, who is serving from a young age.
这么倒霉，六点钟，早上九点钟就去做工去了。
哎呀 ,6 a.m., you're already up working hard.
你看见没有？他们无论哪一班的上工。
But do you see, it doesn't matter which group of workers we're talking about.
他们谢谢这葡萄园的园主，天国之王。
Every worker, thanks to the Lord of the vineyard,Who called them.
你没有一点不公平。
It's not unfair.
因为我一无所知，一无所有，你把我所需要的赐给我。
Because I didn't know anything, I didn't have anything, and you brought me into your kingdom.
他给你我工作，不是他缺乏什么。
He has work for you and for me, not because he lacks anything.
他没有你进到 PCC 就没有面子嘛。
If you were not in PCC, PCC is not going to fall apart.
你我进到这个有福的葡萄园。
You and I are blessed to come into this garden of blessing.
不要说 PCC 扩大一点。
Don't say PCC is getting too big.
我们在这边一看，大部分都是黄种皮肤的。
Look around and you see a lot of Asian brothers and sisters.
特别是这些华人。
Especially Chinese.
200年前。
200 years ago.
你我这样的民族是杀害牧师、杀害宣教士的。
That it was our people 200 years ago who were killing and persecuting preachers and pastors.
我们什么都拜，就是不要他。
We worship anything but not God.
来的宣教士砍头。
The missionaries come and we take their head.
你觉得你我 deserve 这样救恩吗？
So are we deserving of this salvation?
我们从头台上下一看。一片的华人，一片的亚洲人。
We look down and we see a great sea of Asians, of Chinese.
这位王要再来的日子近了。
And the king will be coming again soon.
他在这边打发我们，招这最后的几班工人进来。
And calls us as that last group of workers.
他也把这样的牧者，这样的童工，不管他们有多么老弱，他也招进来。
And calls pastors and co-workers, no matter how weak before, he calls us to serve.
请你进到我的葡萄园里面。
Come into my garden and serve.
我爱你。
Because I love you.
我为你降世死在十字架上。
And for you, I came to this earth. I died on the cross.
你进来享受主人的快乐。
Enter into the joy of your master.
这是你的工钱。
This is your wage.
我尊重你。
I respect you.
你有先回家。
You can go home first.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个最后发薪水的日子不远了。
Brothers and sisters, the day of payment is not too far off.
不远了。
It's not far.
可能我还没有先上去，他就来了。
He might even come before I've gone.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不要觉得我在美国很安全。
Brothers and sisters, don't just think I'm safe here in America.
我天天准备好。
Each day, be prepared.
葡萄园主收工的时间。
The master of the vineyard is coming, but the time of working is coming to an end.
天国好像。
The kingdom of heaven is like.
你明白。
You understand?